KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin has received nearly $18 million of federal funding to replace large older vehicles like buses and dump trucks with zero-emission vehicles. The funding comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which awarded a total of $735 million for similar projects across the country. The Clean Heavy Duty Vehicle Grant Program was established through the Inflation Reduction Act. This round of funding through the program will be used to replace nearly 60 heavy-duty vehicles in the city of Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. Long-delayed construction on a new brew pub in Washburn has officially started. Badger Kolish appeared before the Washburn City Council this week to provide an update on the project, which he had originally hoped to have fully open by last spring. On Monday, he told city officials the foundation of the building has officially been laid, and he plans to continue construction through the winter in the hopes of opening the brew pub over the summer. The previous building at the site had been demolished in 2023, leaving a giant hole behind for months. Sawyer County authorities are still looking for help from the community in their investigation into six recent structure fires. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the county is now working with about a dozen agents from the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations to locate the person they believe to be responsible for the arson fires. They've also released surveillance footage showing the suspected individual and are asking the community for any information on them. The first fire was started at a gas station on November 23rd. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is cold this morning, and it's going to stay cold through the day, but it will not be as windy. Mostly sunny, high of 4 above this afternoon. Wind will be west at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll drop back down to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 14 with some light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine, man. You know, they had me afraid yesterday as I was watching the news, the weather, and so I was afraid that I was going to freeze to death this morning. I was afraid to even get up and go outside and start the car.
Yeah, it was frigid, but I mean, they got the roads cleaned up. I don't think we got that much snow.
No, man, you know what it is I'm sure that what the media does in alarming people and making them cognizant of the weather is a great thing, because I will tell you that, man, you know, I get a chance to go get in a car, and I'm not out in the cold long, just long enough to get the car started and then to get out of the car to get here into the studio. But there are people who are actually out in this environment, walking to bus stops, doing all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I shouldn't make light of what the meteorologists are talking about, because it's a rough time of the year for people who aren't as blessed as I am. But the great thing is today is Thursday, and my favorite hour of the week, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1 Thingsville. Good morning to you, Doc. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you?
I am doing great. I am traveling today to Longevity Fest, which is one of the country's top aggregation and collection of doctors and practitioners and scientists who are interested in longevity science, the medicine that goes beyond conventional medicine to help with health, to help you live healthier longer. And they call it Longevity Fest because they get the most recent research and information. And I like to go to these events because I consider myself to be an ambassador of health, using the tools that I learned to tell my customers and the listeners about what is happening today, tips and pro tips of what you can do, simple and easy, to protect your body, your gut, your brain, and your eyes, your life. It's all one thing, and life is connected with your health, with your spiritual health, with your well-being. I mean, I feel like we have started to have problems when we made our body different compartments, and we put just name tags on disease states, not looking at just one person that we're dealing with that we want to be healthier, you know?
Longevity Fest. I like that.
The Longevity Fest
in
Las Vegas.
Oh, in Las Vegas. I was about to say.
I have to go there.
Oh, I'm crying crocodile. Calvin and I are crying crocodile tears that you're headed towards balmy Las Vegas.
Yeah, when my kids hear that, they tell me that you're going to have fun and enjoy your time. My team in the pharmacy tell me you're going to go gambling, and I tell them you don't understand that when I go, I am locked in the convention room until 6 p.m. And then I spend 2 extra hours at night, and I have to sleep early because the lectures start very early at 7 a.m. They do it in Las Vegas every year because of the nature of convention. It is cheerful, and life should be cheerful. Science and medicine shouldn't be dull and dark. We should always look forward to better days.
You know,
not just we're getting older, that we're getting less healthy. You know, we want to be healthier, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, this is a perfect segue into the conversation that you and I are going to be having this morning, 855-752-4842. If you don't know by now, that's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's with me every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you should tell somebody any questions you have about your health, you can chime in at any time during the discussion that Dr. Omar and I have. But he selected a subject this morning to talk about that is that all of us at some point in time are going to want to ask questions about, and that's Alzheimer's and dementia. And you know, I keep telling people I'm 70 years old, and they say, "Why you always keep saying you're 70?" Well, because, you know, you get to a point where I go upstairs and I walk in the room and I say, "Man, what did I come in here for?" And I start, you know, my mother, dementia certainly was a horrible thing that I saw with her. And as, you know, she came towards the end of her life, she didn't know anything or anybody. And so it wasn't the case with my dad, who lived to be a robust 94 years old. And he was still lucid throughout his entire life. But my mom, dementia struck her. And so when you start thinking, Dr. Omar, well, okay, I just came outside. What did I come out here for? Well, you know, I know that my life is full, and I'm engaged with my community nonstop. And so I'm dealing with a million different things in my community as my own family, and even dealing with my family. So, Dr. Omar, I guess I want to ask you, if we get to a point where we forgot something, and, you know, you're starting to age and get to where I am, should we be fearful of whether or not, Dr. Omar, these are early signs and early stages of dementia?
It's a very good question. And, Earl, the short answer is yes. As we age, our brain gets old. Several things happen over the years. After 40 years of age, you start to sleep less. It's as if you feel your body doesn't need the extra hour of sleep. So I have customers on their 50s and 60s. They tell me, "I only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep at night." Then we keep the discussion going. I'm starting to forget things. So brain health, we forget that. heart health, our vasculature, our blood vessels. We forget that these age as well. And if we're not working on the structure and function of the blood vessels, it's also very important. We eat unhealthy food for so long that affects our brains. So what happens when I start to feel I am forgetting things? When I start to feel something is, where is my keys? This question is
right.
Keep going happening. What's the name of this person that I used to work with 20 years ago?
Yes.
That's a telltale sign that we have to start focusing on our brain health. And when we start to do that, there is some simple things that we have to start working on. The first, I have to get my 7-8 hours of sleep every night. That's number one. I have to focus. If I'm not sleeping 7 to 8 hours at night, there is a problem. My memory will be affected. My blood sugar will go up. My attention and focus will go down because this is the time that the brain is detoxifying the body. Let's think of it this way. Our brain is 2% of the body weight, 2%, but it uses 20% of the body energy.
Wow.
Right? Let me tell you something. If you're fasting and you're not eating, the body shifts into a state of give sugar to the brain because the brain needs to function. So brain health is very important, and we have to be careful about what we feed this brain. And when I tell you what we feed this brain, because I want to tell you 60% or more of the brain is fats. Fats. So if you eat healthier fats, you have healthier brain. And healthier fats are going to come from omega-3s, more omega-3s in what you eat. You eat more food that's rich in omega-3, like fish. You take more extra virgin olive oil. You eat avocado. And you take omega-3 fish oil, 4 grams a day, or 2 capsules from a good brand. That's standard to start focusing on brain health. Standard, eat blueberries. Blueberries are very important, healthy for the brain. Feeds the brain antioxidant. Eat walnuts. Walnuts look like brain for a reason.
Yes.
Eat walnuts, right?
They really do.
DHA and omegas. Eat breakfast. Sleep well. Exercise. 30 minutes every day. These are important tips. It's not just words we're saying. And I'm not preaching on something that I'm not doing myself. Try to exercise 30 minutes every day for 2 weeks and see how you're going to have more fresh of a brain, how you're going to be remembering things better. Exercising, I don't mean walking. Walking is helpful to protect you from depression. You love to see the scenery. You love to see things. But walking is not the exercise I mean. I mean
Resistance.
Weights.
Resistance.
Resistance exercise. Actual exercise. That's all investment in yourself 10 years later.
855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're talking about brain health. And all of us, you know, need to take heed to exactly what we're going to be talking about as we move forward in the show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's Wednesday, Thursday, so that means you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Whatever you want to discuss is fine with us this morning. We're talking about brain health. You know, Dr. Omar, I will ask you, you know, we're just learning so much, you know, since we've been talking and having conversations with you. The brain health that you are talking about, what if I hadn't prepared myself early on? Is there such a thing as it being too late?
It's never too late. If you don't start today, tomorrow is too late. So I'm starting to have problems in my memory. I can always go to neurologist and get tested for Alzheimer, but I can start doing the early proteps that I told you. We have several tools in the pharmacy that helps with brain health. An example of a friend, a pharmacist who's working on consulting, like he's working based in the company that he works with. He does consultation to compounding pharmacists like myself, based on his extensive knowledge of 20 plus years working as a pharmacist. So he was telling me, Omar, I was losing my mind, starting to forget my memory, and I was planning to early retire because of that. And then more than 10 years ago, the compounding world saw a new product called Synapsin, which is like a form of ginseng and riboside nucleotide, a form of nutrients that are taken that help the brain, taken as a nasal spray. So that pharmacist and consultant told me, like, I did everything I can, just like we hear in the in the song of the show. Did everything I can, you know. And then he told me the only thing that changed my course of my forgetfulness was taking this brain health specific supplement and medication called Synapsin. And he has been taking it. He told me, like, I've been working for 5 years extra now, and I feel my brain as sharp as it can be. So there's health pro tips that we can do, taking care of our bodies, of our food. And then there is supplements. And then there is also medications that you can take. And those medications can be prescribed and can be compounded. So that's why I developed a brain health consultation on WilltopiaRx.com to help with specific plans for patients who are having problems with memory. And believe it or not, the time of rise of questions about need for those consultations was during COVID, because we see a lot of post-COVID infection, long COVID memory loss, and forgetting. And I feel like I have brain fog. You hear a lot about brain fog, and you don't know about brain fog until it's lifting, because it happens very slow, that you would feel like I just kind of know what I want to do, but I don't know how to do it or where I have to go now. So having a sharp, when you say you are sharp, I like that you're sharp. If you are remembering yourself 10 years ago when you were sharp, that's a telltale sign you have to do something different to support and boost your brain health.
You know, Dr. Omar, 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, if somebody wanted to know how to get in touch with you, what would be the process?
They can call at the pharmacy, 262-429-9429. Leave me a message, or go to WilltopiaRx.com.
And Calvin, if by chance, you know, we're talking too fast and people don't have a chance to keep up with the conversation, what can they do?
Yeah, you can find the entire library of Civic Media podcasts at civicmedia.us/shows. You can find the Earl Ingram Show that has all of the In the Pharmacy segments. You can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts.
You know, Dr. Omar, I've heard people say, well, you know, Earl, as we age, you've got all this stuff that's in your mind, and the older you get, the more things, the more people you've met, all these different things, and so you can't possibly expect to be able to remember all of those things. But then I read somewhere where we rarely use 10% of our brain capacity over our entire life. So it can't be that the older we get, because we've met so many more people and we've got so many more irons in the fire, that that's an excuse for us losing our memory, is it?
Yeah, it's actually true, because the memory is a fascinating process in which involves several ways of interconnected steps within the brain. It's like, first it's encoding, which is the first step. In example, reading a book or hearing someone's name, the brain decides what is worth remembering based on the attention and importance. Then there is the storage. You store the information in the short-term memory, which holds small amount of information for a brief time, like a phone number you just heard.
Right.
And long-term memory, okay? Then there is consolidation of this information that strengthens the memory. Then there is a retrieval process. And this happens in a long and short and long period of time. So there is a very important tip that I can tell you to help your memory, which is deep breathing every day for a few minutes can help boost and sharpen your memory and help with this process of remembering and collecting and recollecting information. And instead of the 10% of the use of your brain, you can use 15% or 20%. Why not?
All right. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We'll take the phone calls on the other side. 855-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, and you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underly sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee on Friday referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. With cold weather and snow spreading throughout the northwest Wisconsin region, law enforcement officials are sharing some snowmobile safety tips. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is planning a snowmobile safety class for residents on December 21st and 22nd. Each day will have a class from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Residents interested in signing up for the classes can do so online through Go Wild or by calling the Barron County Sheriff's Department. Residents born in 1985 or later require snowmobile safety education to use public land. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul Snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is cold this morning, and it's going to stay cold through the day, but it will not be as windy. Mostly sunny, high of 4 above this afternoon. Wind will be west at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll drop back down to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 14 with some light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Do you hear what I hear? What I hear? What I hear? What I hear? What I hear?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Every Thursday, the best hour of my radio show every week. You know, you can call Dr. Omar at any point in the show, and he'll give you some advice. You know, the one thing for sure about Dr. Omar is he's forever learning. And I can just tell you, not only if you look at me, you'll see, hey, that guy, something is going on right about him. Well, it's because, you know, I take the advice of Dr. Omar. And I've been doing that now. And I feel so great. I really do. And hopefully, you know, people tell me all the time, hey, man, you look great. I was at a funeral the other day. And the guy saw me, and a couple of guys saw me from when I was running my football league many years ago. And they said, man, Earl, that Earl hasn't, he looks the same. It's 20 years later, and he's still, man, he's doing something right. I said, man, if you only knew what I knew. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
I went through menopause, and I was wondering about time-restrictive eating, if that's healthy for the brain.
All right, so time-restrictive eating or fasting, it's actually very helpful because it helps the body to get rid of the junk. And getting rid of the junk, the message that gets to be sent to every cell of the body that we're going through famine. So let's sharpen every cell in order to be protected. And time-restricted feeding is good, but do I have to do it every single day? I don't believe in that. I believe in doing it twice a week, 3 days a week, a month every year. 5 days every month, but not every single day. And I learned this from the prophets, all the prophets, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Suleiman, every single prophet had fasting as part of what they were doing, but they were not fasting every single day. They were fasting, they were eating. Then a very important pro tip to you, time-restricted feeding, eat a very early breakfast, and a bit late dinner. So if early breakfast at 7 a.m. and a late dinner at, let's say, 7 or 8 p.m. and sleep at 10 p.m., you can do that. The reason I'm saying to eat a very early breakfast, even eat early breakfast at 5 a.m. And the reason is because I want to always preserve the breakfast meal. This breakfast meal is protecting your body from having diabetes later on in life. And then eat a late dinner. Do it twice a week. You're going to get the most benefit of time-restrictive eating. And the other reason for that is that we have seen the data for years for people that went through a keto diet and time-restrictive eating diet for a long, long time. And they were eating more fats and more avocado and MCT oil and all of that. And it was all good and looking nice and fancy. But the challenge is the data were showing high triglyceride, high blood sugar, and the body was thrown off from the keto phase that helps to support the energy to the brain very easily by eating just a piece of chocolate. So do it, but do it like mindfully and do it just few days every month or few days every week.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, I've got a lot of texts. Tony says it's a natural pathways. And then Tony says, has Dr. Omar read anything about ketamine being used to kind of reset those neural pathways to treat depression and PSD, PTSD?
Yes, I have been. Actually, we are dispensing ketamine to help with PTSD treatment and depression. Ketamine is approved for depression, actually, as nasal spray if a patient feels two antidepressants. And what we have seen in the clinical trials and the case studies, it starts working after 90 minutes of using it. Patients use it only twice a week, two or three times a week, and the results are magnificent because it helps with forming of neurons in the brain. And there are certain precautions. There are doctors that do it, and we work with them. But it's kind of ketamine treatments are used in different clinics, and we are seeing the health benefits of it. It has low side effect profile compared to many other treatments. It's used intranasally under the tongue, and it's usually under supervision of the doctor or the practitioner. It targets the glutamate, the brain's most abundant neurotransmitter, which plays a critical role in learning, memory, and mood regulation. A pro tip to people who are going through the ketamine therapy, make sure after the treatment you connect with the right people, because it's as if you have a fresh look into life. Your brain and your neurons are ready to form new connections. So it's time to reset your life and connect with the right people. Don't get exposed to dramatic scenes of movies and TV shows. If you go to the treatment, make sure that someone is driving you back home. There are certain precautions early, but I want to tell you that ketamine as treatment for PTSD and depression had a lot of breakthroughs. And I can connect Tom with people that are working with the ketamine therapy in Wisconsin to get the treatment. But it's not very popular, but it's very helpful. It has guidelines, and there are the studies, and I preach it to doctors all the time.
You know, Dr. Omar, so Tom from L.A. says, I have been getting all my supplements from Dr. Omar now, and everything has been great. So, but Dr. Omar, it's not just yourself that we should be looking out for as it relates to our loved ones and starting to realize, even our spouses and others, and start to see little things. And so how long do we wait if we're starting to see changes in our loved ones? And what is the process? Because you don't want to go up to somebody and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. There's a process, there's a way of doing this. Should we first begin by contacting a neurologist? Do both? Contact the pharmacist, or which comes first, chicken or the egg?
I like what you say. Now you have a parent or a family member that you think they are starting to lose their memory. What do? I take them to the primary physician. I request a referral to a neurologist. I need full explanation of what's going on. I remember I have a personal story of my grandma who, she was living with us. She was fine. I mean, she was living with us. She was staying with us. Her mobility was limited. Then I traveled to USA and left her with my family. And then my mother told me that she got sick. They did brain scan for her, and her brain, my cousin is a doctor. He's describing her brain. He says it looked like mashed potatoes. It's like he can see nothing in the neurons, right, and what he should see in the gray matter. And he was saying that it, the deterioration happened over the years, combination of Alzheimer, but also not being exposed to watching shows or doing brain activity. So what happens is that we have to take, to be aggressive, do everything I can to help my loved ones. Let's start with from the professionals. Let's try to get diagnosis if there is diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So if there is a medication that will help today to help slow down the progression of the Alzheimer, we're going to do that. And then we're going to start to look for someone like Omar, the pharmacist, to try to get the omega-3 and the supplements that will help the brain. Let's get them into the diet and the eating habits that will help them, help support their nerves and help to calm their brain so they can sleep better. Getting brain scan is important for the definite diagnosis, but I also want to tell you, Earl, that there is hope coming. Today, there are medications that help to slow down the progression of Alzheimer, but tomorrow, there are medications in the pipeline to help treat Alzheimer and dementia. And I couldn't believe it until I attended a seminar and a lecture by myself to see the new upcoming medications to help with Alzheimer. I've seen the case studies, and the medication is true and out there. It's just limited supply of doctors and the professionals that can work with it. But if you are interested to learn more about a new medication that would help with Alzheimer that's coming in the coming few years, check truebinding.com. As you say it, truebinding.com, T-R-U-E, binding, B-I-N-D-I-N-G.com. I have no affiliations with this company, but they have developed a monoclonal antibody, a new form of medications called TB006, T as in Tom, B as in boy, 006, that helps to target a specific protein in the brain. This protein is linked to 100 different disease states related to inflammation in the body, and contribute to forming toxic plaque and oligomers in the brain. Regulation of this inflammation have shown results with more than half of the people that went through the limited clinical trials until today. Some of those patients are parents of the doctors who actually created the medication. I've seen the videos before and after, and it was great stories and great news. Now, this medication is under compassionate use, in which there is a fast track of the FDA to help provide it to more people. It's not available to everybody, but the nice thing is in certain states there are doctors that are offering this medication. It's like a monthly IV treatment. It's very expensive. It's not yet out there and approved, but I just want to give you hope. If you want to see something that has really a lot of hope for Alzheimer's disease and dementia, go to truebinding.com, read about the clinical trials and the information of this medication. Again, it's not available yet to everybody. It's very limited people can get this drug now, but the more that I look into the upcoming treatments and ideas and science that actually works to treat Alzheimer, not just slow down the progression of the disease, the more I get fascinated with science and research.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk a little bit more about these developing drugs and you know, where we are now. 855-752-4842. And whatever you want to talk about, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Open hearts and songs of love and joy for every girl and boy. How easily we lose this feeling. We're together in this happy room. Santa's coming soon. I can see it in your eyes. Let's remember the way we feel tonight. The tinsel shining bright. This is how.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, Dr. Omar, you are talking about the development of these new drugs and all the research that goes into them. You know, we're fortunate and blessed to be born at the time we're born in, because many of those who came before us were not able to, research hadn't been able to develop the kinds of, medications and supplements that, give ourselves an opportunity to live longer, a much better quality of life. Where you're headed today is to talk about what a better quality of life as we age. Yes, it certainly is, without question, something that points to the fact that our scientists and those – it's why I don't understand people who don't believe in the scientists, Dr. Omar. The scientists do the research. You know, we've got a guy who's, now they're trying to push Robert F. Kennedy to be able to be the guy who determines, what happens with our health. He doesn't believe in the science. It's foolhardy to say that this person who doesn't believe in science should be in a position to determine things that are going to be done to make people's lives better. Does that make any sense to you?
I think that anyone in this position should be believing in science. Someone who's responsible for healthcare, for the Medicare and Medicaid money, should be understanding and talking to scientists and understanding that the memos and the ideas and the research results that come out are very important to take a decision. Well, it's okay to believe in supplements or functional medicine or conventional medicine, but it's very important to keep the channels open, communicate, and reach the conclusion. To give you an example, I have someone that came to my office and she told me that her brother is having dementia and Alzheimer, final diagnosis, and he started a medication called Leqembi. It's an FDA-approved drug to help with Alzheimer, decreasing the slows down the cognitive decline by 27% to over 18 months, which was unprecedented at that time. Leqembi is approved in January 2023, so it's pretty new. So that patient is taking this very expensive drug. The Medicare is paying for this medication. And it's very important to treat those people, even if the medication is costing more than $20,000 a year, because these medications are going to open the door to other medications coming down the road. At the same time, she was picking up, she was asking about best magnesium for the brain of her brother. And she was taking my recommendations to the doctor treating the brother with the conventional drug, because she wants to make sure that the healthcare professionals around her brother are working together. This is science speaking. Science is telling us that magnesium L-threonate or magnesium threonate is the only magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. It helps with memory. It helps with better sleep. And if someone is taking it, it helps with their memory. Is this the definite answer? No, it's not. But we are trying to collect every point to protect our memories. So science is the key for the development of the nation. And science in healthcare, USA has been pioneering there. A lot of money invested in research. And we want to make sure that we protect the funds to keep this going in the right direction. We don't want to throw money into where it doesn't make sense. But if we talk about money for developing new vaccines, new medications, we don't want to be biased towards one opinion or the other, but we really want scientists to talk and to be taken into consideration for any decision that will affect the health of the nation.
All right, let's go back to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Ann, quickly.
Yes, I want to know about menopause and memory. Thank you.
One word, estrogen. Make sure you check your estrogen and you're not low on estrogen. Estrogen is the most powerful thing for a woman during menopause to help keep the brain and memory intact. So if you are low on estrogen, check with your doctor to get estrogen or hormone replacement therapy, because we hear it and we see it a lot in women with menopause that they have problem in memory. When we check the estrogen, it's low, replace it, the memory comes back. Research is out there, it's just a lot of research about how estrogen is important for memory. So please have your hormones checked.
Dr. Omar, thank you as always. Have a safe trip. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. See you on the other side.
All right. So we're going to be joined next by Major Beverly Bates of the Salvation Army as we talk about a great event in the city of Milwaukee, the 35th anniversary of Christmas Family Feast, where 5,000 people are fed on Christmas Day.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, a review of the latest Trump transition troubles with Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil and former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Connecting the dots. New evidence appearing to link the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, to the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Fingerprints on a water bottle, the same fake ID that was used at a New York hostel, and shell casings found at the site of the shooting that matched the gun found on Mangione. Questions over who is flying large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. Right now on Wall Street, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as it's announced that he'll be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
The media's tamed down a little bit. They're liking us much better now, I think. If they don't, we'll have to just take them on again, and we don't want to do that. But I do want to thank Time Magazine. I've been on the cover many times. I don't know who has the record.
This is ABC News.
I'm James.